dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take real news stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff. We read them, then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. And if you would like to be a dummy reader, find a link to a funny dummy story online. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and say, I'd like to read this online. Dan will get a hold of you. You get to read it online, and you'll get some Lou Malnati's pizza. Let's begin. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man has been arrested after faking a robbery to get out of work. According to deputies, Dominique Jones, 28, reported a robbery Monday night in the Howard Johnson Hotel on State Road 16. Jones claimed he was approached by another man when he walked out of his hotel room and was ordered to the ground. Jones went on to claim that the man had taken his wallet. However, when police asked Jones for a description, he could not provide any details or tell him in which direction the robber ran. After calling the K-9 unit, deputies found Jones' wallet inside his suitcase in the hotel room. Jones eventually admitted to making up the story because he didn't want to go to work that night. Bond for Jones was set at $2,000.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A Colorado man is facing trespassing charges after he fell down a chimney while while doing parkour. Dustin Hinkle, 26, said he and some friends were filming a parkour video where people treat world environments like an obstacle course. During one stunt, Hinkle jumped onto a chimney and fell through. He dropped 40 feet until he was caught by a cable. It took firefighters 2 hours to rescue him. Hinkle was treated at a hospital for minor injuries before being jailed on a trespassing charge. Later in a TV interview, Hinkle said, I'm extremely sorry and I'll do whatever it takes to help fix it. I've done construction. I mean, if they want me to volunteer to help fix it, what I've caused, and I have no problem doing that. Parkour rules.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? Dummy.
All right. Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is our reader. This is Greg in Milwaukee. For being our reader, he wins a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalnatis.com. And Greg is also a musician who played with the Four Tops. Right, Dan?
Yeah, I played with them last night, Thursday night.
Okay, cool. And he's got a request for Fly Jams Friday a little bit later.
I'll have that a little bit later. We're also having problems with the audio, so I'll just read you the story here.
Okay.
La Crosse police were called to a restaurant on Friday when someone left a bag of meth in a tip jar. According to the police report, a customer at Famous Dave's dropped a few dollars into a tip jar along with a small plastic baggie. The employee then called police. By the time police arrived, the man had left the restaurant. However, he was located a short distance away from the business and identified as 42-year-old Shedrick Bonner of La Crosse. Bonner stated he may have accidentally dropped the meth in the jar. He was arrested for possession.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Greg, you got yourself a pizza for that, my friend. Thank you. Great story. Dummy number four, dummy number four. Four dummies. A Canadian. Whoa. Hello. Hi. I'm supposed to turn that off when I read the story. A Canadian driver was fined after he said his GPS caused him to drive 2,000 feet into a subway tunnel. The Toronto Transit Commission shared photos of the vehicle, which had to be extracted from Union Station. The 21-year-old driver claimed he was simply following his GPS system, unaware of where he was heading. However, a transit spokesperson said there's lots of signage and lots of flashing lights to indicate motorists that this is a no-go zone. The streetcar system was disrupted up until about 11 a.m. as the car was lifted out of the area by a crane normally used for to carry subway rails. The man was fined $425, but no further legal action is expected.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Hey, Dan, didn't we have a similar story? The guy just, he said he followed his GPS into something, very
similar. Yeah, last year a lady drove into a lake.
That's fantastic. All right. Dummy number, dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five dummies. Dummy number five is sent to us by our old friend Adam Phillips, who is an engineer here at WGN and always on the lookout. Adam is always on the lookout for dummies. All right, so here we go. A suspected drug dealer who called the police after locking his keys in his car was promptly arrested after they found drugs inside. Reports say Keith Deloach, 39, called authorities after locking his keys in his car. The police arrived and managed to get the vehicle open. They noticed a strong odor of marijuana upon opening the door. At first, Deloach tried to pass it off as a cigar he had been smoking, but eventually admitted that he had two bags of marijuana hidden in a coffee cup in the back seat. The search of the car also turned up a marijuana grinder, a scale, and three boxes of sandwich bags labeled with the brand name Good Sense. I can't help but laugh, says one officer on the dashboard video asking Deloach, did you seriously call the police? Deloach is now facing charges of drug trafficking and possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia.
But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
All right. We have to vote. I think Susan is busy in the newsroom, and I don't know if she heard the stories or not. Just the three of us, I believe, will vote this morning. And let's start. Here we go. Let's recap here. We got the dummy who faked a robbery to get out of work. We got the dummy doing parkour, fell down a chimney. We got the dummy who left a bag of meth in a tip jar. The dummy who followed his GPS into a subway tunnel. And the dummy drug dealer who had drugs in his car and called the cops after locking his keys in there. All right, so those are the dummies. Dan, where are you going with this one this week?
I hate parkour. I always laugh at those people in general.
Yeah.
And there are fantastic details about the fact that the canine dogs found the wallet in his briefcase.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that they were in a baggie labeled Good Sense means that dummy number five is my winner.
Okay, dummy number five, the drug dealer who locked his keys in the car. All right, Esmeralda, who are you going for this week?
I like the guy who's doing parkour.
Yeah.
Meth tip jar.
Meth tip jar.
Because that's probably a good tip. You know what I mean?
Street value. All right. Was it Brian Cranston stopped in? All right. So you're going meth. Tip jar. You know what? We're going to need a call, Dan, to break the tie because I'm going with parkour. An idiot doing parkour, falling down a chimney. I got to go with that. So we need a tiebreaker. First person in, 312-981-7200. The dummy doing parkour, who I voted for. The dummy who left the meth in the tip jar that Esmeralda voted for. And the dummy drug dealer who locked his keys in the car called the cops. And it's Dan's vote. Call right now, 312-981-7200. First person through who breaks the tie. That will be our dummy of the week. 312-981-7200. We have somebody already. Okay. All right, Mike, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Morning. Who are you voting for?
I like the meth in the tip jar.
All right, there you go, Esmeralda. Your dummy of the week there. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you, Mike. Okay, so the dummy who left the meth in the tip jar. That's our dummy of the week this week. All right. Should we start this thing?
Yep.
Get a couple in, then?
Yep.
All right. Let's do this. We got this happening right now. Enjoy it. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context. Context. Context. Context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context, context.
That's right, straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. I know we have a good amount this morning.
Quite a bit.
Let's get a few in before the news.
Kurt heard this one of me.
You can fill a cavity.
Oh, man. Okay.
Tim and Todd submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
I am 100% anal.
Oh! Jeez. All right.
One more before we break. Tim in Wales emailed this one of Jim Ryan.
I think I'm impressed. I don't know.
Oh. Okay. Okay. MC Rye Rye. All right, the news is coming up in, whoa, oh my God, 3 seconds. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context, context. Context, context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. Nick D Show Spies coming up as well. But right now we're doing Straight Out of Context. That's where you listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something you can pull out of context, it sounds dirty. You send it off to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at the opening bell. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. All right, Dan, let's get back to it.
All right. Tony sent in this one of Wendy Snyder.
Sometimes you release it prematurely.
Jeez. Okay.
Another one of Wendy from Jesse.
It was a Hummer, and yeah. it looked, he was fast approaching.
Right.
Oh, God. All right.
An 815 texter submitted this one of you.
Oh. She's probably eating weird meat right now in Mexico. See what happens when you're gone, Esmeralda?
Cool.
No, but you know what? You were on Straight Out of Context last week. You when you did the show with Darlis, you guys were talking about eating weird meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that came out. I mean, you were all over Straight Out of Context with that last week.
Great.
All right.
All right. Carrie emailed this exchange between Steve Cochran and Lou Manfredini.
I can wrap my big arms right around you, big boy.
I'll show you where your tea goes.
I love Cochran. All right.
Our own Michael Heidemann sent in this one of Scott Stantis.
It sounds like I'm hitting on Dan, but he has a good head for this.
Mm. Well. Okay.
GP in Johnsburg AJ heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
Your dip tube is deteriorated.
By the way, I do want to mention this. Esmeralda, you missed some quality Lou.
Oh, man.
Last week. Right, Dan? Straight Out of Context.
Yeah.
So you holding out on me?
Yeah, you would have been losing it last week. There were some really good Lou clips last week. All right.
Brian submitted another one of Lou.
My guess is it's 2 inches. It might be 3.
Okay.
Sean emailed this one of Amy Guth.
He just kind of lets loose and goes full dog.
Wow. The lovely Amy Guth. All right.
Karen, Brian, and our own Dean Richard sent in this one of Veronica Carter.
His cherry tree might be blooming already.
Dino getting in on the action. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dino. All right.
Kevin in Iowa heard this one of Esmeralda.
They'd be talking to someone, and I would just slowly go down.
We knew that, Esmeralda. Remember when it happened? Yeah. Okay.
John submitted this one of you.
You don't have to use a hoe today. Talking about presidential recipes there, okay?
Zach and Rick and Kenosha emailed this one of Bill Leff.
It's a game of find the pickle.
Oh, man. That's great. Okay.
Another one of Bill from Brad.
Kevin, let's do Scarlett Johansson.
Oh. All right. Can I get in on that? Okay.
Matthew sent in this one of you.
Just handcuff yourself for the rest of the evening. Okay.
Brian from Bartlett heard this one of Steve Cochran.
What's in your swag bag?
All right.
Another of Steve Cochran from Amanda in Michigan and Eric.
I could adjust myself upwards, downwards, sideways.
God. Oh, man. All right.
Eric submitted this one of Mark Carmen.
It's all about the rubbing of the backside that's really the value here.
What the hell? Okay.
Amanda in Michigan and our own Mike Jacobson emailed this one of John DeCoss.
She gave me one little tip, and it was to bend over a little more.
Oh, man. All right.
Brian heard this exchange between Wendy Snyder and Steve Bertrand.
Do you pet it?
Yeah.
Do you take it out ever?
Yeah.
Point, do you love it?
Do I love it? You know.
What? 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 What the hell was that? Oh, man. All right.
Eric submitted this one of Mark Carmen.
I'm feeling her.
By the way, that filthy man is going to be co-hosting my show Monday morning.
Get ready. Brad and Larry emailed these of Rokon.
Those balls are heavy. Those are big balls right there.
What? Okay.
Ken and Milwaukee and Harold sent in this exchange between Bill and Wendy.
Igor, so good to meet you. Happy Margarita Day
so
to you.
So good to drink you.
Are they getting hammered?
Margarita Day.
In the middays, man? Jeez. Okay.
Ken and Milwaukee heard these of Rob Martier.
You're half in, half out. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's everywhere.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay.
Our own Esmeralda Leon submitted this one of Justin Kaufman.
It is time for us to brag about our junk.
Nice job, Esmeralda. Good ear.
Thank you.
All right.
Harold texted in this one of Steve Bertrand.
We've had several inches in April.
Good job. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of you.
I've got meat and I'm drinking meat juice. That was a conversation about Lent. Come on. Innocent. All right.
And this last one.
Yeah.
It's basically the 3 o'clock hour from yesterday.
Get ready.
There they are. I guess I'll have to eat them all. And I bite into it. It just shoots all over the place. Yeah, these things are so decadent. Oh, man. Which one are you grabbing there, Dan? Do you even know?
It's a flavor burst in your mouth.
These things are sloppy to eat, don't you think? You better have some napkins.
That really hit the spot. Those are just incredible.
They're unbelievable, and they're huge, and they're fantastic.
Just hide the bite marks.
You could easily lick the insides, and they would never know.
I don't even know what to say anymore. There you go, everybody. That was just us talking about punch keys. That's all. It was very innocent. It sounded filthy, but it wasn't. We should
send that to sales. I'm sure they will. They could do a lot with it.
Should we break here, Dan?
Yeah, we've got a lot of spies this week as
well.
We've
got a lot of spies this week as well. All right, so let's take a break here. Thank you, everybody, for contributing. It's so much fun every Friday morning. And just jot it down, nickdshow@gmail.com.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies.
Like us.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That is Nick D's show, Spies. That is when you listen 24 hours a day. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the date, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. We ready?
All right. Our spies this week are Karen, Brian, Cam the Barber, Rick in Kenosha, Lake Geneva Dan, Brian from Bartlett, Brad, Larry, Wild Bill, and Amanda in Michigan.
Wow.
Yes. Quite a week. All right. Oh. First up is a context spy combination. It was the one involving Dean Richards and Veronica Carter a little bit earlier.
High of 62 degrees.
If George Washington was around today on this, with this weather, he'd be wearing a tank top.
Yeah, his cherry tree might be blooming already, too.
So to speak.
Yeah. 60 degrees right now. I'm Veronica Carter on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
And if Nick DiGilio's producer, Dan Chagrou, is listening, the out-of-context phrase that pays is his cherry tree blossoming again.
It's true.
Veronica Carter, 11:35-ish.
Good job, Dean. Okay.
All right, this next one. Call back to days of Nick D. Old. Brian Nudy and Cody Goff do a web-exclusive podcast in addition to the Sunday show here on WGN Radio, and they were talking about Valentine's Day and things to do, and Brian had gone to see Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and they were talking about shows of that vein and defending the caveman came
oh,
up.
God.
Oh, my God.
Don't
see anything
that.
But.
Because I saw a one-man show in college
and we're not.
Like remembering the caveman or something.
Defending the caveman.
Defending the caveman. All right. I loved that show.
To be honest, I have never seen it.
Oh.
Do yourself a favor. Download Nick's.
Yeah, Nick's rant Nick's, of defending
Nick,
the caveman.
It's historic.
Oh, really?
But if Dean ever retires from reviewing theater for WGN, I can obviously step in because I'm not shy about giving my opinion.
Yeah, we're going to use this as a reel anywhere you
I
go.
I hope so. Yes,
yeah.
Please. Hey, did you hear his? It almost. I hope that someday it is revered half as much as Nick's defending
oh,
the caveman.
I don't know
rant.
If it's possible, but
I,
yes.
No, I don't know. Well, that's why I said half.
Right. So, was it revered? When
it's
was this rant?
For Nick D fans and maybe for anyone else familiar with it,
for
this
Nick
would
D
be
fans, yeah.
This would be his number one rant. Which is saying a lot for a Nick.
That is saying an extraordinary
amount.
But
that is the number one.
I think it went on for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. I will admit it. But the reason why I thought it was so funny was because I did this like 10-minute rant on how unbelievably stupid defending the caveman is, and then I thought they were sponsors on the show, and I almost had a stroke. I remember Christopher Michael was in the newsroom. He almost fell off his chair laughing when I went, "Oh my God, I think these guys buy time on this. I think they buy time on the station." And I started to freak out because I did an insane 10-minute rant on how much I hate that show. That's funny. That's boy brought that up. Thank you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I should have added that Craig Collins was their guest on that.
Yeah, Craig. That sounded like Craig to me.
Next up, a couple of context spy combinations. Mary Vandeveld pointed out one of Steve Cochran.
You want the Oscar news or you want to wait?
Yeah, let's take a break through traffic, come back. You can give me the Oscar odds and also what's in your swag bag.
Mm-hmm. My swag bag or the Oscar swag bag?
Well, you decide.
Okay.
8:19. Time for traffic is ready.
Let's dance!
That'll be on Nick's show.
it's I don't care. I think it's funny every time that the people are like, oh, God, it's going to be on Nick's show. All right.
Speaking of which, Steve pointed out this one of himself. John DeCoste did another one of his undercover Johns. It was at a golf range, and it led to this.
So if you could tell people what the range picker is?
It's the cart that drives around and picks up the golf balls on the range.
Right, drops them in the trailer in the back, and then the balls get washed. Call Nick.
I'm glad that people actually don't call me directly when that happens. My phone would explode at this point. Okay.
Another context spy. Wendy knew what was coming when Ro was talking about balls.
Do not bowl by the
Do not bowl by her.
Not right. against her, for sure.
Yeah. She got
Very
real,
competitive.
Super intense.
Really?
Super intense.
That's
yeah.
how she rolls. Yeah. Smack talk, the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
and what? There's a lot of that.
I think she threw a ball at me. Brutal. Once.
Yeah. She tossed a ball.
Yeah. And those balls
you
are
never
heavy.
See that.
Those are big balls right there. That is yeah. bad. Yeah.
Welcome to it, Nick DiGilio.
Yeah.
That's correct. Okay.
And then our final one, Patty was talking about a video of a roller coaster you posted on your Facebook page with Esmeralda.
The video that Nick D posted of the roller coaster at Great America that they're building, the Joker,
the fact that he was like, I almost vomited so many times watching it. I was like, I think I'm good.
I'm with him. But this is where you're like, you're out in the fresh air. Like, again, your feet are dangling.
Right.
Just, you're,
this
like,
one you're totally spinning. I don't. It. You know what? I'm watching it now. I hadn't watched it only because of Nick's description. I was like, ugh, right. That sounds awful. It doesn't look that bad.
Okay.
Although now I'm about to watch the point
the
of
POV?
View, so
yeah.
Maybe.
Now, as did you watch the POV part?
Look that bad.
That was no way. Nope.
You know, I'm kind of digging that one because it goes in like a. It's not. There's not big dips.
Right.
The dips seem pretty low or pretty short, and the spinning doesn't really bother me.
Yeah,
it's the dips in roller coasters that freak me out.
Seriously, Esmeralda, that you would be okay with that ride?
Yeah, it didn't look as bad.
I would be vomiting everywhere on that thing.
You know the zipper, right?
I do.
That like stupid one,
yes.
at the carnivals. Yes. My friend just blah.
Oh no!
Over me once. No, she. Luckily, the ride had ended, so we weren't spinning. But she just.
Okay. When I was younger, I was fine with all this stuff. Now I can't even. I wouldn't even remotely think of it. I'm terrified of heights. I don't want to do anything. But when I was a kid, I loved all that crap. I was on. You guys remember the rotor? You guys know what the rotor is?
Mm-mm.
Dan?
No.
Okay. The rotor is a ride. Where it's like you're in like a round tube and you're standing, okay? And everybody is standing against the wall. So you're like up against the wall.
Oh, yeah, and you spin.
And the thing starts spinning and spinning and spinning, and then the floor drops.
Yeah.
So you're stuck on the wall because of the force.
Yeah, I was in one of those and I didn't stick.
Well, when they slow, that's the joke, is when they start slowing down, you slide down and start freaking out.
Yeah, well, I was sliding down the whole time.
Really? You didn't stick to the wall?
It was frightening.
Okay. Well, I was on the rotor one time. Okay? This is a true story, and it was at Old Chicago in Bolingbrook, everybody, the fantastic Old Chicago. I was on the rotor. My friends and I were on the rotor, and a guy across the room from me, across the rotor from me, we start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. The floor shoots down, and the guy pukes, and it splashes back into his face, and it was stuck on the wall and his face through the entire ride. He went, bleh, flang, slapped right back into his face full of puke, and then the ride slows down. He starts to roll down. The puke starts to roll down. They had to close the ride and hose it down. That's what I picture me doing on this Joker ride at Six Flags, just puking on everyone. And the heights, no heights.
I just can't, I don't like dips.
Yeah, I loved them. When I was a kid, that was my favorite part. The higher the drop, the fun, the more fun
no.
It was.
No, I was on the plane coming back, and there was a lot of turbulence.
Ugh.
And just that alone, that was freaking me out.
No, well, turbulence just terrifying. I can't fly.
But, the feeling, I was like, ugh.
Oh, I know. It's horrible.
I was
horrible.
Jumping out of my seat.
It's horrible. Traveling, in general, sucks. All right, now that we've woken everybody up with vomit talk during breakfast, hi.